Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl. What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in-tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out to listen tonight on the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. We had some hiccups with this technology. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if y'all having those issues, but I've been having a lot of technology issues lately. But hopefully, you know, right now, one monkey don't stop no show, and we'll keep right on rolling. So with that being said, let's get it. Let's get this party started.
Baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Tonight, like my life, superstar shine bright. Mine right, grind right, my time, I.
23's on the stand, watch your boy take flight. Me mama 23, she can twist that thing all night. Buy the right drink, you can hit that thing all night.
Put it in the air, I ain't talking about no purse. I'm talking about the mama wanna see your mama work. I got $100 if your mama wanna follow.
I want it, I buy it, it ain't tricking if you got it.
1, 2, 3, I been putting out my pocket. It's 1 in the morning and the party ain't stopping.
Thanks to Drake, Moscato sales done blew up. Mr. with the rock, so throw it, I'ma screw up. Rich quarter grind, baby, you just a pooper.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'.
Give me kisses and rain, baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk about is how this is your song. Yo, we chillin', baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk about is how
this is your song.
Once ask a question. Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Silence into the room like a thief in the night. A sly smirk conjured within me. With one deep breath, by no means do I reminisce. Why should I regurgitate memories of what you assumed we had? I cry more than I smile with you. You are the epitome of a midsummer night's dream. Skipping in unpleasant meadows, a nightmare I dare dream at my expense. You conspired to conquer and destroy my being, devour my inner strength, scold my growth with candy-covered lies in the midst of whom you disguise yourself to be. A mere representative, living in my mind and heart rent-free, with no intentions of reimbursing my heart with real love. Instead, you falsified your application for the position you were hired for. Worked a job, held a straight face for a good 6 to 9. Start coming to work late, unprepared and careless to the needs of my heart. A forewarning was given, an empty apology I received, with a bouquet of roses, a temporary smile, a few mediocre laughs. Time was spent, or so I thought. Only to press rewind, replay images of yesteryear, acknowledging the fact that you never loved yourself. So how could you love someone else? The life you live represents the domino effect, constant but steady falling before one's eyes, never realizing the hearts you trampled on or the damage caused. Upon awakening from the trance or spell, only to recognize I'm worth much more than you can ever give me. But I do want to thank you. Since your dismissal, mind you, removed from my heart by the grace of the Almighty, all I can do is pray for you. Do I hate you? No. I embrace the lessons taught, games played. God saw fit, amongst our demise, to say, checkmate. Farewell, my friend, to what could have been.
I woke up one morning and I felt a change had come over me. Blind to the naked eye, yet visible that I could see. My heart, my mind, my soul somehow felt like butterflies flying free. And I thought, how could this be when I have a man that loves me and wants to marry me? Question after question as I conversate with myself, what do I do? How can I fix this? The answer was right there, but often dismissed. Sometimes overlooked. And I have to admit, love is not a walk in the park or an open fairy tale storybook. It takes time to nurture and grow. So why is it that at times I feel so very low? Is it because I didn't get the reaction that I was looking for? Loving a woman like me is easy. It's not hard at all. For me, it's the little things, like good morning, good night texts, and them late night phone calls. But always keep in mind, loving the right person at the right time, with some compassion, a compliment, and some ecstasy, those are all the right keys to unlock the heart to get us to our destiny. Keep doing what it took to get your baby hooked. Butterflies are free, but that's not where I want my heart to be. I want those butterflies you once gave to me. Thank you.
learn from life. Never love nobody that don't love themselves. If you love things outside yourself, you start to lose yourself. Gotta go through pain just to know some things. Gotta stay in my lane, boy, than swerving out my lane.
Is you riding with me or just here for the ride? Want you on my side, not just for a sign. Build something real, not build a facade. Not for the front key, that backside. That's right, cause I'm really trying to see what you want. Even though I really wanna get it on. Oh, excuse me, that's the dog of me. But I'm trying to get more than a bone. Oh, know you heard the same old song. But I'm trying to make this a hit. Like, OMG, this is it. Instead of you saying this is it. Coulda did better than this. Never want to be in that mix. Cause in my mind, you is a dime. As long as you got sense. Cause I know you wanna have your throne. Live a Cinderella life, but this real life. Talking that Love Jones. But don't believe in the hype. Want that real taste of your flavor. Enjoy the real fruits of your labor. No cover ups, that maker. Rather make love just to make her. Cause love a woman that's like a homie. Don't act phony, show blemish. Definition of respect. And a girl wanting attention. Cause when I get in the game, she won't play to put me on game. Raise one another to the high sky. And for sure to make it rain. Yeah, yeah.
Never love nobody that don't love themselves. If you love things outside yourself, you start to lose yourself. Gotta go through pain just to know some things. Gotta stay in my lane, boy, that's swerving out my lane. Life for life, never let nobody that don't love themselves. If you love things outside yourself, you start to lose yourself. Gotta go through pain just to know some things. Gotta stay in my lane, boy, that's swerving out my lane.
Yeah, trying to keep my spirit so blurry. Keep it real with my shorty, but ass don't judge my book cover. Try understanding my story, yeah. I'm grown but still growing. Hide emotions, try showing. Trying to spark up my life to make it divine and just blow it. Cause trying to grow up as a man ain't easy. As a youngin' it was just not in me. Especially when the fans had retreat. Moving on but the pain on repeat. Cause me and old me said he compete. No front end means can't see me. My pain symbolized in brown. So if you can't understand, just feel me, If I'm down, just hear me, If empty, we fill us up. Cause loved ones tryna bury the past. Definition of real dealer. Mostly it's about that trust. Gotta do way more than fuck. It's not just about good looks. More about is we good luck. Cause I just wanna love one. Not lose one, then find another one. Yeah. Only wanna love one. Trust one, love one, not another one. No. Don't ask for so much. Just want real love and real trust. But again, what's real love? If you ain't never been loved. Alright.
Beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet, riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, fitting free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
And I wear the mask because this is not the time or the place to show that I am down. Not when everyone who looks to me is around. As a sacrificial lamb, I sacrifice my frown and put on a smile. Put on my boss lady face to tackle the issues at hand with grace, but barely enough space for me to breathe. I concede, taking a moment in time to cry, scream, grieve, just feel or get some relief. Questioned indirectly by those who depend on me. How dare I take a moment for me? Determined to press reset, I take the moment I need to get back to me. Coming to the realization, wearing the mask has suffocated me. Boundaries need to be set. If not now, there will be me who I will always neglect. Digging up the roots, I have to speak my truth. You did this to you, so what you gonna do? Take the time to feel in order to deal so that you may heal. Know that your feelings matter. No mask or makeup can cover that up. Go through the motions and trust that these feelings won't last. Learn and grow. Throw away that mask. Self-love and self-care is the answer. William Shakespeare said it best, to thine own self be true. And that's what I'm going to do, so that I can be there for me in order to be there for you.
Before I let you go, before I let you go, can I get a kiss tonight, baby?
I'll be the one to blame. Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted to beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devilish desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape, that the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watches could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you. That everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
Yeah. This feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out on that Tuesday night to rock out with me. all around the world, I thank you. You know, you could have been anywhere else in the world, in the words of Jay-Z, but you chose to be here with me, so I'm grateful to have you. I know it's been some technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on with the internet, but it's been like this, even when I'm working, like constant issues with the internet, but I'm claiming one monkey don't stop no show, and the show must go on. You know, in the words of King George, this train gonna keep right on rolling. So I'm gonna actually open the open mic lines for anybody who would like to share. Feel free to do so. And also, for anybody who wants to give a shout-out, I'm going to shout you out regardless for being on the line, so don't be shy. I'll shout you out because I really believe in giving people their flowers. Give your flowers now. There's so many people that are dying, you know, and this, you know, saying just quickly. And you know, I just think it's best for us to go ahead and give each other our flowers now. So that being said, I see I got California in the building. What's up? What's up, Miss Nikki? How you doing?
This is her husband first. How you doing?
What's up? You tricked me.
Nah. We both here. But I'm on my way out the door, but I was sitting here listening to it, but I got to make a run right now. And she was just giving me the chance to speak first, man, because I was sitting here listening to you. Hey, man,
that's
I'm sorry,
me,
but I miss y'all. I miss y'all and go. I'll be back soon. And I love you.
I love you, too. I miss you too, man. We met the coaches in the building. What's up, lady?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. Got the beautiful couple in the building.
Oh, yes. And in the rain. It's pouring down rain out here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, they say it never rains in Southern California, but that was a lie.
Oh, I was about to say something totally different. I want to go outside in the rain.
Okay.
Go outside. Yes.
Look, you got him in the background singing.
In the rain. It may sound crazy.
Okay. How you been?
Been doing pretty good. I can't complain.
That's
I could,
good.
But I won't.
It wouldn't do no good.
It wouldn't. Yeah, no.
It would.
Not at all.
Yeah,
and how you been?
I've been good, you know, living life. Just had a birthday, turned 51, so I'm blessed.
I know that's right.
Yeah,
I'm the big 4-0 in the building.
I know.
Yes.
Ooh, time is going on. Just 7 years ago.
Indeed, man.
Almost 8 years.
Oh, y'all been rocking with me 7 years? What?
Yeah. Almost 8 years, yeah.
Wow, and this year actually makes 9 years for the Lyrical Cypher.
Wow, because, yeah, we started listening to it in 15.
Yes, I started 11, 12, 13. That was my first initial date.
Wow. That's crazy. And I was just going through all my poems from the very first time I had read something and wrote something. Oh, my God, I'm way back in 15.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's a blessing. I'm digging. It's
See,
one
that's
that I want to read.
That's
right. I'm going to read your favorite, part one and part two.
Okay, well, let me get out the mic and let you have that.
Okay.
All right.
Now, there's no misleading to the fact ain't got my sugar honey iced tea on the right track. But baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the pain. Wrath to rage, try to write, but ink to no page. So I wait. Shh. Listen. You hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to always see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, there's no misconception to the rule. Why is it that we must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But the first sign of disorder and being weak is to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give you an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. lend a helping hand, and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911 because I want to choke that hoe. I'm not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you. I can come out of retirement on you and get straight hood. And that ain't something that I heard. This is the truth and what I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I've made my share of mistakes in life, so I always strive to do my best, better than I was before. Because if you do better, you know better. Stay 100.
You better do that, girl.
That was part one. You remember
okay.
part two, right? Okay.
Well, let me get out of the way. All right, go ahead.
Now, before I said, I'll always strive to do better. When I tell you the things that I wouldn't do for this man, mess around and said I love you to this man, I go shout for this man. Said I would dial 911 because I done choked a hoe over this man. Been a wife to this man because I want to have a life with this man. Countless minutes on the phone just for you, man. You're the man that I just want to hold your hand. You even got me calling you my bestie, man. So we're going to watch American Pickers till the night ends. I will ride or die for you, man. Even be willing to give you an alibi. Convert from Broncos to Cowboys. There's no misconception. I'm in love with this man. Even ready to settle down and say I do to this man. And here we are 4 years in, and now I'm still down for this man. God only knows the love I feel for this man. We keep going and growing together, strong holding each other down, hand in hand, and it's all a part of God's master plan. Yes, y'all, I love this man. And now we're almost 2 years in being married after 7 years of being together. Amen.
Let's get it. Yes, y'all did get married.
Yes, we did.
Most definitely. I'm sorry I couldn't be at the wedding.
Oh, it's okay. We're going to do it again in, let's see, 3 more years. 5 years.
All right now. Got to tell me way in advance so I can be there.
I will. I most definitely will.
I got you. All right. And thank you so much, Nikki, for being on the line and rocking out with the Lyrical Cypher for 7 years and counting. And I hope y'all are back in full effect with me. I was off on hiatus for a minute. And it's crazy because people noticed I was missing. But I had to take a little break. And because I was getting calls and text messages about, hey, send me a link. I was like, wow. You know, but I'm grateful. And I do want to give a big shout out to a lot of people that are listening all over the world. We got more stats, and I want to make sure I call you out because I do see you, and I want you to know that I do see you. Let me call these stats right quick. And I'm looking at the stats right now. We got people listening in China. Go China. China. We got people listening in Kenya. We got people listening in India, Nigeria, and United States. We got Brazil. We got Australia, Nigeria, Liberia. We have Paris. We have London. We have 242 Bahamas in the building. I want to shoot my flowers to you and let you know that I appreciate you taking the time out to listen all over the world, and we are still growing exponentially. So thank you so much for all that you do, for taking time out on these Tuesdays with me, and for hitting me up. A lot of people hit me up. It might seem like we might not have as many callers, but we have thousands of listeners. So I'm grateful for all the listeners that are listening who actually look forward to the show, miss it, and y'all reach out to me. I want to say thank you so much. I got a lot of mentions about the shows and people that actually inbox me, so you deserve to be acknowledged. And I wanted to do that tonight, and I do it every single Tuesday night when I am on the line. So thank you so much for all that you do, for supporting the Lyrical Cypher, for supporting Illusions, and supporting me as the CEO of the Lyrical Cypher and Illusions. So thank you so much. And as an artist. All right. So we got Miss Tanya in the building. What's up? What's up, Tanya? How you doing?
Hey, good, Tanya. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
I'm loving it. I love the whoever did the mask.
That was
powerful.
Me. That was me.
It was?
Yes, that's my piece. I can do it. I need to do it. Like right now, I just kind of played with it and recorded it. But I really want to give it power. I can do it again if you want me to, but like live. But yeah, I wrote that piece because I felt like, you know, I had to set boundaries. And then some people don't realize that strong people get weak too. We need somebody, you know, and I needed somebody to pour into me at the time, and everybody was asking me to pour into them. So I had to set boundaries. Yes. And she is also
that was amazing. I gotta know it.
I got you. Well, I'll do it for you right now, and I want to hear your poem too, because she's an awesome dynamic poet. And I still have the necklace you gave me, the necklaces that you gave me, and I'm grateful for you, and I'm so glad to see you today.
Thank you, Chyna. I love you.
I love you too. You're my sister from another mother. Always will be. That connection is still there.
That's right.
Okay. I got you, Tanya. And go ahead and get your piece together. I can't wait to hear it.
I'm actually going to do something from that I wrote when I was 7 years old. And it's you know, not a big deal, but I won awards at 7 years old for this little poem.
It's never little. Somebody
so
needs
if you're
to
ready.
Yes, go ahead. The floor is yours.
All right, it's called Testimony. Here in my mind, I can see the glory and the agony of climbing a mountain so tall and so high that I can reach out and touch the birds that fly by. And in my mind, the picture's quite clear, yet still so faint and still so sheer. For if I started, I cannot be stopped, 'cause my goal is to reach the top. There I would live, there I would die, to this glorious try. That's it.
I love it. That was beautiful. And I got
Thank
people
you.
That are loving it right now that listen to it. And anytime y'all want to get in the chat with me, y'all can chat with me on the Lyrical Cypher blog.radio.com. Y'all can chat with me, but I got people hit me up, let me know. They love it. Thank you so much, Tanya.
Thank you, Chyna. It was good to see you, baby.
Good to see you, too. I'm going to do that poem for you live right now. I got you.
Perfect.
Anytime. Let me know what you think when I finish. All right. So I hope this piece touches others. I actually work with people from all ages. I work with some teenagers during the summer sometimes. And I wrote this piece called Anna Wear the Mask. We were challenged to write it, so I wrote my version and my story. And I wear the mask. Because this is not the time or the place to show that I'm down. Not when everyone who looks to me is around. As a sacrificial lamb, I sacrifice my frown and put on a smile. Put on my boss lady face to tackle the issues at hand with grace, but barely enough space for me to breathe. I concede, taking a moment in time to cry, scream, grieve, just feel or get some relief. Questioned indirectly by those who depend on me. How dare I take a moment for me? Determined to press reset. I take the moment I need to get back to me. Coming to the realization, wearing the mask has suffocated me. Boundaries need to be set. If not now, then it will be me who I will always neglect. Digging out the roots, I have to speak my truth. You did this to you. So what you gonna do? Take the time to feel in order to deal so that you may heal. Know that your feelings matter. No mask or makeup can cover that up. Go through the motions and trust that these feelings won't last. Learn and grow. Throw away that mask. Self-love and self-care is the answer. William Shakespeare said it best, to thine own self be true. And that's what I'm going to do. So I can be there for me in order to be there for you. That's it. I hope y'all like that piece. Thank you. I got people hitting me up. I appreciate that. All right. Y'all got me on a roll. I'm going to do one more called Blackbird. This is for all my Blackbirds. Thank you so much. And Nikki, I hope you liked it too.
I love that one, and you got to do my favorite.
Which one?
Don't Move.
Oh, I got you.
Right.
That's crazy.
That's my one right there.
I will do that one right after the Blackbird. And just that poem I just did and Blackbird, well, actually Blackbird is in my second book. I have another book called Walking in Purpose with a Passion. You can actually write in that book. And I think you already have that one, don't you, Nikki? You got my second book?
I have the first one, I believe.
Yeah, my second book has my photography in it. It is actually an inspirational book, so you can actually, it's a journal as well, and you can write in it. And I got nuggets in there. I think you already have it. It's called Walking in Purpose with a Passion. And, that's a book you can actually write in it, you know, and also you can write affirmations in the back. The name of my life coaching business is called Affirmation of Change. So I wrote Affirmations of Change in the back, and in the back of it, you can actually write your own affirmations as well. So I made it so you can write in it and it'd be like a journal. So it's a journal format as well. But I put my nuggets. I have nuggets in there. So the nuggets that I usually give out during the radio show,
mm-hmm.
I put a lot of those mm-hmm. nuggets in there and I broke them down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So hopefully y'all can check that book out, spread the word. I would love for y'all to let me know what you think, you know, about the book. And my next book is on the way called Under Construction, because I am under construction. And that poem, And I Wear the Mask, is the reason why, like, I'm under construction. But, yeah.
That's right.
But thank y'all so much.
That's beautiful.
What were you about to say? I'm sorry.
I said that one was beautiful. I like that
Thank
one.
You. Thank you. Yeah, I think I know for sure I wrote that poem with every fiber in my being. I meant business.
All right.
All right, so this poem right here is for all my black birds, all my misfits, all the people who are the black sheep, anybody who's ever been ostracized or felt the need to ostracize because people ostracize them. I wrote this piece as my ode to Nina Simone. She's one of my favorite singers. And her song, Blackbird, I wanted to, if she was here, this is my response to her being a blackbird and to me being a blackbird as well. And for anybody else, it's not a long piece, it's a short piece. Blackbird, why you wanna fly? You ain't never gonna fly. Please spare me with your lies. I'm a queen and a child of the Most High. You couldn't deny me even if you tried. Yes, I know. My mama's name was Lonely. My daddy's name was Pain. They may have called me Little Sorrow, but they had no idea what God had in store for me tomorrow. With the pain, he removed the stains. I'm able to withstand the rain. A loyal bird in the sky, this blackbird is gonna fly. And that's it for that piece. Somebody just said,
like
amen.
That.
Get down. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you so
amen
much.
For that.
Thank you so much. Last piece. Before we already close out, I will do Don't Move. Do you want me to do the Don't Move live version, or you want me to play it, the track?
I like the live.
Okay, cool things. Okay, I got you. And also, I need to give a shout-out to the show this weekend. If y'all don't have anything going this weekend, please come out to Finch Tavern and Bistro, and that is in Farmville, North Carolina. Let me give you the address. Make sure I got it. Hold on one second. I'm over here multitasking, but I do appreciate y'all hanging in there with me. So the address is, I don't know by heart because this is the second time I'm going there. So the address is 8482 East Marlboro Road in Farmville, North Carolina. You can get your tickets off Zion Promotions. .com. That's ZionPromotions.com. $25 for the ticket. That includes a complimentary appetizers and also a glass of wine. And then they also have a VIP special. Preferred seating. You still get the appetizers and also a glass of wine. And I don't know what else is included with that. But ZionPromotions.com. And you don't want to miss this show. We have a two humble phenomenal artist. We have celebrity artist Blues, who is actually a multi Emmy Award winner. And his name is Blues of Charlotte. You can check him out, BLUZ. And we also have Testimony. I call it Testimony Erica of Wilson. She will be in the building as well, and I will be your host for that event. So please check it out. Come out, support. And also November 26th, Illusions Open Mic Night, which is my show. Please come out. It's only $10 to get in. For open micers, it's only $5 for you to get in. And that includes refreshments as well. So I'd love for y'all to come out and support. And the feature for the night will be TMI. His name is not too much information, but he will be in the building giving, like he's off the chain. Most definitely, y'all want to check him out. He's coming straight out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Phenomenal artist. A show you don't want to miss. All right, so last piece before we get ready to close out. I'll do Don't Move. This is for anybody who's ever had a crush. Anybody who ever, had a crush, and the backstory is this, is these are the thoughts that are going on in the back of your mind when you're only just saying hello and having regular conversation. But so this is what I wrote. Don't move. Stay right there. I just want to look at you. The very essence of your structure, your silhouette, stimulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words. I don't know where to begin, pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust. If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words slow dance to the sounds of our rhythms, French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form. My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions, begging them to subside. Closing our eyes, slowly, backing away until the next time we speak. But baby, I haven't let you go, but it's so daggone hard. I try to walk away, even try running. But something always brings me right back to you. Could it be your smile, your essence, the undefined ambiance of your presence, the sweet taste of honeydew from the bottom to the top of those succulent lips, keeping me begging for more and more and more of you. I gotta go. I can't take it anymore. I've been waiting for the ball to drop. I'm so used to things falling apart into tiny pieces. You've been everything I ever wanted, like the candy shells on Reese's Pieces. I never knew it was possible to encounter such emotions, causing my body to quiver, my hormones to shiver, my kitty cat to purr. With just one glance at your effervescence, metaphors can't describe what you do to me. Shocked and appalled that the feelings are mutual, even deeper on your end. I make you what? So you say, my relaxed mental, my voluptuous physical makes your body go what? Oh, okay. See, I understand. See, a secret is safe with me. So now that's what I'm talking about. I got my Tims laced up ready to go. I keep praying, asking for a sign. Trying to move on, part our ways, missing sight of each other for days, months, or even years. Only cross each other's paths once again, and the flame continues to burn. Burning even stronger than before, as passion arises, our souls connected. First taken and amazed, such feelings could exist, that every time we try to leave, something keeps pulling us back. A force field created by the powers that be. I have no control in the matter, neither does he. So where do we go from here? Should we flee or let things be? Thank you.
That's my jam,
I did. Thank you. That's actually two pieces meshed together, though. I don't know if you know that. Like, don't move. And I have to let you go with something totally different. I just put them together.
Oh, okay.
When I say, but baby.
I gotta let you go at one of the shows.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I say, but baby, that means that poem is over. I just added that part in there. Mm-hmm. And I moved to the next one. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I got some new ones. I got some new love pieces, too, that are written. But I haven't done them yet on the show.
I haven't been writing in such a long time because there's been so much going on. But I'm going to have to get back into it because that was my comfort zone, me writing. Putting down my thoughts.
on paper instead of keeping them bottled up inside of me. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's been a lot of fun, and, you know, but, hey, we good. We are good.
It's time to release it. Let it go. You know, I say all the time when I'm doing shows or even when I'm teaching, like life coaching, counseling, whatever, you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. So don't hold on to
right.
it. I had a girl who came to my show. I met her in Goldsboro. I came and performed at a Goldsboro show. She said I inspired her to get on the mic. Never been on the mic before. Her husband had got on the mic. She ended up getting my mic at Illusions last month. And I told her and her husband that you have a gift. Everybody has a gift. Gifts are meant to be given away. It's not meant for us to hold them. It's meant for us to give it away. So when you give it away, you give away, like, he gave us a present, which is our gift. And we're supposed to give that gift away, and we give it away. We're touching other people, so we get the gift right back. Like, it already touched
right.
us. So move it, like, pass it on to somebody else. You know, so I would say that's my nugget for tonight. You know, your gift will make room for you, but you got to give those gifts away. Huh?
I said we needed that nugget.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Yeah, I usually give out nuggets, and I usually say this when I give out my nugget. As I learn and I grow, I try to pass it on to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. Why? Because I learned it. It's something I learned. I pass it on to you. Hopefully, you can use it. If you can't, it's all right. I'm still going to let it. I'm going to use it to my benefit. Hopefully, you can use it to your benefit. You know, but I'm giving a gift away of something I've learned. What were you about to say? I'm sorry, Nikki.
I said absolutely. Absolutely.
And I love you all. I hope y'all had a good night. I just want to shout out to everybody who's been. Oh, big shout out to Indianapolis. Big shout out to Georgia. Big shout out to Florida. Because my cousin listens. He has his own trucking business. But he's got his truckers listening. Big shout out to Virginia. I got state troopers listening. So thank you so much. I appreciate y'all, and I mean, we're growing exponentially, and I'm grateful, you know, so even people can't call in, they get a chance to hear you, even if you're on live or not, I play your track, so sing your tracks in the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show at gmail.com, and big shout out to one of my new members of Illusions, who is a phenomenal artist. I got to play his track one more time tonight. His name is Sensei, and he has a song called Self Love, phenomenal. So if y'all can, please check that out. And I'll close out in a minute after this song goes off. I got to do this thing repeat one more time. But he is a phenomenal artist. I told him that he reminds me if J. Cole and Nas and Rakim had a baby together. That's him. That's how I see him. You know, you got to see his stage performance is amazing. I got to check him out. Yes.
Have you started doing the live feed of the shows?
No, not yet, but I need to. I've seen how I can actually do it now so to benefit everybody. You know, people can still pay to get on the shows or whatever, but because I wanted to make it, I didn't want to do it live. People see it free, live, and then other people pay for the show. So I seen on Facebook that they have it, so it's like Periscope. You can actually pay to see the show. So I'm going to work on that. And get to that so I can get y'all up there, too, because I would love for y'all to get up there. You know, let's say, for instance, you want to get on the mic and you can't be in the show. We'll be able to put you on the screen and you be a part of the show. You get a chance to see the show and also be on the show. So that's a prayer. That's what I'm working on. I got you. You're way ahead of me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just praying as I go. All right.
You said, I'm sorry.
No, what were you about to say? I'm sorry.
No, you say you was just praying for, I didn't hear the last part.
Oh, praying for everything to come together.
Oh, it will. It will.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much. Amen. All right. I'm going to play this track right quick, and then I'll be right back. You ready to close out?
Learn from life, never love nobody that don't love themselves. like you love things outside yourself. You start to lose yourself. Gotta go through pain just to know some things. Gotta stay in my lane, boy, then swerving out my lane.
Is you riding with me or just here for the ride? Want you on my side, not just for a side. Build something real, not build a facade. Not for the front key, that backside, that's right. Cause I'm really trying to see what you want. Even though I really wanna get it on. Oh, excuse me, that's the dog of me. But I'm trying to get more than a bone. Oh, know you heard the same old song. But I'm trying to make this a hit. Like, OMG, this is it. Instead of you saying this is it. Coulda did better than this. Never want to be in that mix. Cause in my mind, you is a dime as long as you got some sense. Cause I know you wanna have your throne. Live a Cinderella life, but this real life. Talking that love, Jones. But don't believe in the hype. Want that real taste of your flavor. Enjoy the real fruits of your labor. No cover ups, that's makeup. Rather make love just to make her. Cause love a woman that's like a homie. Don't act phony, show blemish. Definition of respect. Then a girl wanting attention. Cause when I get in the game, she won't play to put me on game. Raise one another to the high sky. And for sure to make it rain. Yeah,
never love nobody that don't love they self. If you love things outside yourself, you start to lose yourself. Gotta go through pain just to know some things. Gotta stay in my lane, boy, that's swerving out my lane. Life for us, never love nobody that don't love themselves. If you love things outside yourself, you start to lose yourself. Gotta go through pain just to know some things. Gotta stay in my lane, boy, that's swerving out my lane.
Yeah, tryna keep my spirit so blurry. Keep it real with my shorty, but ass don't judge my book cover. Try understanding my story, yeah. I'm grown but still growing. Hide emotions, try showing. Trying to spark up my life to make it divine and just blow it. Cause trying to grow up as a man ain't easy. As a youngin' it was just not in me. Especially when the fans had retreat. Moving on but the pain on repeat. Cause me and old me said he compete. No front that means can't see me. My pain symbolized in breath. So if you can't understand, just feel me, If I'm down, just cheer me, If empty, we fill us up. Cause loved ones trying to bury the past. Definition of real dealer. Mostly it's about that trust. Gotta do way more than fuck. It's not just about good looks. More about it, we good luck. Cause I just wanna love one. Not lose one, then find another one. Yeah, only wanna love one. Trust one, love one, not another one. No, don't ask for so much. Just want real love and real trust. But again, what's real love? If you ain't never been loved.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I hope you guys have enjoyed the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I have another caller on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China. How you doing? We got a 602 on the line. What's up? What's up? Just want to give you a shout out to you and tell you thank you for calling in. Can you hear me? All right. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And I just want to encourage everybody to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep being the best you know how to be. And just I appreciate the support that you give. Hope to see you guys this Saturday at the show. Y'all be blessed and have a good night.
I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become. Cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. or die in peace. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God, now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.